All right, Coach, another signing. You always love to see your girls move on to the next level of college volleyball. And this now makes it like, I think the list is up 3 to 4 now, and get a chance to see Atlee Nelms move on to Doane College. Got to be happy for her, aren't you?
Yep, happy for her. Glad that she found a place that fit well for her, and excited to watch her play at the next level.
That was a young lady going back, and I asked her this a little bit when I was talking to her, that a while back, she possibly was almost going to be a setter at one time, and then you had to move her to outside or right side. But there was a time, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that she actually almost could have done both, right?
Yeah, it was a possibility. When she was in junior high, I think, you know, personnel wise, of course, you only have two classes there, so you have to, you know, use what you can. She was a setter, and coming into high school is a possibility that she was going to, you know, have to be a setter. And she also hit well, so it was kind of a question of, you know, where we could use her the best. And it worked out, though, that we could use her as a hitter, and we had other people step in as setters.
That right side was pretty good for her the last couple of years, wasn't it?
Yeah, she hits really well off of the right side. She is one of those players that hits with either hand, so it doesn't matter really where the ball is at, because you know, on her approach, because she can use the other hand if she's not quite in the right spot. And so being on the right side, it was nice for her to be able to use her left hand and hit the ball over there.
Not many coaches probably can say that about having a player they can hit with both hands.
No, the only other one that I can ever think of, and I obviously didn't coach her because she was older than I was I believe Angela Bloomy, when she was at Republican Valley. She was one that could hit with both hands and hit equally as hard with both hands. So there's not a lot of people that, you know, I've seen do that before, but, you know, there's a few. And it's funny because, you know, when she first got into high school, she was trying to adjust her footwork because she is right-handed, but it just wasn't working out for her. And then I finally decided I'm just not going to mess with it because she hits with both hands. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what she, you know, what we do with her footwork.
And she is the third. We're going over this over the years because you've coached a few years now. I think of the third girl to move on to play a little college volleyball.
Yep, third girl to move on, so that's exciting. You know, adding to the list, it's always exciting to see kids move on, because there's not a lot of kids that get to go to that next level. So it's great to add another one to the list, and you know, hopefully see them progress and get even better.
And all three have been hitters. I do believe all three hitters.
Yep, all three of them were hitters. You know, it's, I guess, a good thing. I don't know. But yeah, it's exciting to see them move on.
And of course, she's going to a GPAC conference school. We know somebody else that just signed with a GPAC conference school. So there might be a chance that that Atlee and one Kaylin Barnett might be looking at each other across the net, huh?
Yeah. Kaylin's a former teammate. Atlee and her were teammates 2 years ago when we made the first trip down to state. Now they're possibly going to be playing against each other. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And it'll be fun to watch them both if they are.
And finally, you get a chance to coach one more time with the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game later this summer.
Yep. I will be coaching in that game. So you always get to take a player. And so Atlee was the player that got selected. And, you know, there's a possibility that we'll see her in a couple other All-Star games. They just haven't had the selections for them yet, and those haven't come out. So, you know, it'll be fun to watch her continue.